Okay, what do you say to yourself when you think you just want to hang it up and quit?
I'm done.
I know.
Out of here.
Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Momstown 365 is a few minutes of fun every day so that you can have fun, feel good, and flourish. And what do you do when you want to quit?
You got to ask yourself why. Like, are you not making enough money? Is it too much work? Is it just not what you thought it would be?
Is it not fun?
Is it not fun? Yeah. And not everything can be like
fun
knee slapping, right?
Right.
Except this. Podcasting's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. This is a highlight, definitely, of our day is doing this podcast. I think when you're getting ready to quit something, because it happens all the time, I mean, and especially when you're in a business, when you're starting a business and you want, there must be like five times a day that I'm like, I'm done.
Right?
Yeah. So take a deep breath.
Yeah. And sometimes you're just tired because maybe you didn't sleep well and having to work feels daunting. But think about this. If you're doing something that you love doing, then inherently there's going to be fun in it. Because what if you had to go to a job every day that you really didn't like and you wanted to quit, but you couldn't quit?
And that happens to so many people, right?
I lived in that world.
Yeah, we all have lived in that world. We've all lived in that world. Some of us are still living in that world. But what we want through Momstown 365 is not to get you to quit your job or do anything crazy like that. Or when you're feeling like you want to quit, but try to maybe take a look at it from a different angle. Because I think everybody wants to quit because it's not everything is always fun. And so, but I do believe that if you can get through that wanting to quit and you can take a deep breath, reassess,
yep.
can so many times come out the other side and it's so much better.
Well, like I was talking, we were talking in the last segment, what is your system? What are your procedures and how you do things? Because oftentimes it's right under our nose. One simple adjustment that changes everything.
Yes.
So maybe take a step back, someone close to you, and say to them, you know what? This is feeling hard to do. I kind of feel like I might want to quit, but I see how well it's going, but it seems hard on me. Do you see something I could do differently?
And remind me why I did this in the first place.
Yes.
So sometimes when you feel like you want to quit, sometimes you have to remind yourself, why did I do this? Why did I strike out on this path in the beginning? Why did I start wanting to make malasadas? Like, what was it that, and what do you see that, or what do you see about it that's fun in what you do? Look for the fun. If you look for the fun, there's so many times you'll find the fun.
Well, it starts with your thinking. What are your thoughts around it?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe it's on a loop. Maybe it's on a negative loop and it really isn't a truth.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
So what is, like, I always talk to myself. And sometimes I say, oh, Mary Catherine.
Sometimes I say to myself, oh, Mary Catherine.
I do. I'm like, why'd you do that? Oh, maybe if you move this, it's kind of like walking in your front door.
Yeah.
And you have a table that you have to walk around. Just move the freaking table.
So many times you walk around that table for 20 years.
Right.
Before you realize, oh, I just had to move it.
I just had to slide it to the side just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of the stuff that makes us want to quit or not be committed to something is because we have an obstacle.
Right.
That can be easily removed.
And I think it's important to realize that in all journeys or ventures or whatever, all creative pursuits, a lot of times everybody wants to quit at some point. You're not alone in wanting to quit.
Einstein failed how many times?
Yeah.
In so many of his experiments.
Yes. And what if he had quit?
We wouldn't have the Post-it note.
I mean,
the light bulb. We'd be in the dark.
All right, you're listening to Momstown 365. We're a few minutes of fun every day.
Okay, so what do you do when everyone expects you to be super mom or super woman?
We're going to find out next, right after a word from our sponsor.